The California Coastal Commission wants to hear from residents on plans to expand recreational activities at Oso Flaco Lake near Guadalupe. KCBX's Beth Thornton has more.
Oso Flaco Lake is a little-known part of Oceano Dunes State Park Recreation Area. The area has a natural lake with a wooden footbridge, a path to the dunes, and numerous birds and other species. It's a popular destination for fishing, hiking, and birding, currently open to day use only.
It happens to be the number one birding area in the entire San Luis Obispo County. And they've counted over 300 different bird species at Oso.
That's Kara Woodruff, co-founder of Friends of Oso Flaco Lake. She says the plan proposed by state parks to add additional trails, campsites, and parking would disrupt the natural environment.
It is a dramatic change to Oso Flaco.
Alexandra Stell from the California State Parks says the project is a way to bring low-cost camping and outdoor experiences to the Central Coast.
Improvements include enhancing coastal access, low-cost overnight accommodations potentially, and increasing day-use parking and improved recreational activities.
Stell says the proposed plan includes conservation efforts and that the area will remain free of motorized recreation.
A goal for that area is to keep it non-motorized enjoyment of park facilities.
Plan has two phases. Phase one adds primitive campsites, trails for pedestrians and bikes, adds parking, and converts agricultural land to create educational spaces. Phase two, Stell says, includes cabins, tent camping, and RV sites, maintenance facilities, and potentially a vehicle access route to the dunes riding area. This phase, she says, requires extra approvals and a general plan amendment due to the scope of the project. Woodruff believes the proposed changes to Oso Flaco Lake are inconsistent with the California Coastal Act to protect natural habitats.
It's great the way it is. There's nothing that compels us to change it in any way.
A draft of the Oso Flaco Lake Improvement Plan will be presented to the Coastal Commission for review on March 18th. Public comments are encouraged and must be received by 5 p.m. March 2nd. More information can be found on the State Parks website. For KCBX News, I'm Beth Thornton.